Jesus a running high. You see, they knew who Jesus was. He was the Crusader King. Some of the crowds had been with Jesus for quite a while. They had arrived with him. He was Jesus, the miracle worker. They had heard him teach in the synagogues. They had heard him preach on the mountainsides. They had seen him heal people. Demons had been cast out. And most amazingly of all, Lazarus had risen from the dead. My, how they loved him. He was kind and he was loving. He made friends with the vulnerable and the marginalized. He transformed ordinary people's lives. They were happy to follow this miracle worker, and they were happy to tell others how great he was. They were happy to wave their palm branches and sing their songs with echoes of the prophecy of Zechariah before their eyes and more hope of miracles in their hearts. They shouted, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." Expectations of Jesus were running high. You see, they knew who Jesus was. He was the miracle worker king. The disciples were with Jesus. They had been through so much together. They had learned so much, heard so much, given up so much. They knew that Jesus was the Messiah, the long-awaited one. They had seen Jesus duck away from the adulation of the crowds previously, but this time there was something different. This time he seemed to embrace it. This time he was seemed to be on a mission. And no doubt they were feeling a little bit nervous about going into Jerusalem with what they knew was ahead of them, but they were expectant and hopeful too. They were beginning to understand and to trust Jesus, even if though they didn't always quite know what he was talking about. But they loved being with him, they believed in him. So maybe they were a little bit surprised, but perhaps not too bothered when the crowd were shouting out, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." They had every expectation that things would probably work out okay in the end. You see, they knew who Jesus was. He was the Messiah and their friend. And then there were the Pharisees, those God-fearing scripture experts who were quite clear in their own mind what a Messiah looked like, the one who really would come in the name of the Lord. And it certainly didn't look like this. This Galilean rogue who had ideas above his station. But they had every expectation that they had the power to quite easily remove this man, this threat to their stability. You see, they also knew who Jesus was. He was just another wannabe king. With the benefit of history on our side, we know that these thoughts of who Jesus was and the expectations that came with them, well, they rather miss the mark, don't they? He was a very different king. He was God's kind of king, God's Messiah, God's own son. His mission far exceeded their expectations as far as the East is from the West. But unhindered and undeterred, Jesus went to Jerusalem on a mission to reveal once and for all, to all people, for all time, the extraordinary depth and love of the purposes of God. I really love the verse 16, where it says, almost as an editorial aside, that the disciples only understood later what was happening. They only understood later the significance of what happened that day. Those few words reveal so much about their struggle and wrestlings as they came to understand who Jesus was and is. Through their experiences of having their expectations raised and dashed, understanding finally dawned. They only gradually realized that Jesus was in fact the Son of God, that his death on the cross had greater significance than they ever could imagine, that the words, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord," did have a particular significance for Jesus. How easy is it for us, who think we know who Jesus is, to still misunderstand? When things happen that we just can't get our heads round, what is that all about? The strangeness, if you like, the unexpectedness of Jesus. Well, the wrestling to understand who Jesus is and the significance of his life, death, and resurrection goes on and on. The New Testament writers, theologians, hymn writers over the last 2,000 years have used all sorts of metaphors and words and illustrations to try to describe what happened on that Easter day. They talk in temple terms of sacrifice and covenant, in law terms of justification and a payment of ransom, in justice terms of Jesus being punished in our place and the wrath of God being upon him. It seems like hymn writers are particularly fond of that one. They talk in battle terms of victory in spiritual realms, in relational terms of forgiveness, reconciliation, adoption. Sam Wells of St. Martin in the Fields talks of the power of Jesus choosing to be with us rather than with God the Father. And no doubt all of these descriptions have strength and weaknesses. I love the Rowan Williams quote that says, of all the different metaphors and theories that are around, if you delve into them, they all kind of bump into one another. There's elements of all of these things that say something about who Jesus is and his mission for us. I think in this Palm Sunday story, there's kind of a warning and a hope for us as we embark on our own journey of thinking and discovering who is Jesus. The warning is, isn't it, that just as I might have misunderstood and underestimated cozy looking Chris Taylor here with all his adrenaline and bravery and courage that he practices in his work life, so we might misunderstand Jesus. And if we misunderstand who he is, then our expectations of him and the questions we might ask of him might also not be quite where it's at. The wonderful hope, of course, is that Jesus never fails to be who he is. He's never swayed by our expectations, our misunderstandings. He is always the same. His love for us, his acceptance of us, his presence with us is steadfast. And it's as though he gives us time to work out who he is. And so I guess that is the question for us today. Where are we in this Palm Sunday story? With all the stuff that is going on in the world and in our lives, What sort of king do we think Jesus is? As later on we're going to lift up our palm crosses, as we sing our songs of praise, who do we think Jesus is? I think in this Holy Week, there is an invitation to come and think again of who Jesus is. What does he mean to us? What sort of king do we think he is?